100.9 and 107.7 Country and Community in Richland Center. Here's your Daily News Roundup.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A legal fight is brewing in Wisconsin after Governor Tony Evers refused to roll back a ban on conversion therapy. Two conservative groups say they'll sue, arguing the rule violates free speech after a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision. Evers pushed back, saying the practice is harmful and outdated, especially for LGBTQ youth. The state's rule treats conversion therapy as malpractice and is currently being enforced. The dispute now appears headed to court. From small towns to bigger cities, Senator Tammy Baldwin says Wisconsin is facing a housing crisis. She says that's affecting the workforce and local economies. During a visit to Eau Claire, she toured recently renovated affordable housing and talked about the challenges people are facing. She says the message is consistent across the state.
No matter where I travel in Wisconsin, I am hearing about a housing crisis, especially for those who need affordable housing, people in the workforce. I hear from business owners that as they try to grow their workforce, people come and say, I'd love to work here. Thank you for the job offer. I can't find housing in the area.
Baldwin is supporting federal legislation to expand housing options and says partnerships at the local level will also be key to solving the problem. A large African stork is drawing attention across the state. Witnesses say the marabou stork has been sighted all week and has two rings on its left leg. A representative with Natural Resources says the bird is not wild and likely escaped from captivity. The stork appears healthy and can fly. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The crew prepares for the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers host the San Diego Padres tomorrow night. Milwaukee with a 4-3 win yesterday over the New York Yankees. Blake Perkins coming through with a key two-run RBI single on Mother's Day after losing his mom to cancer last summer.
Obviously, to come through in the spot is always great. It's been a lot of emotions for me today. It was good. It's joy, a lot of joy.
It's the first time the Brewers have swept the Yankees since 1989. Basketball, the Bucks coming up with the 10th pick overall in the NBA draft lottery. That's the highest pick they've had in 10 years. And former Packers running back A.J. Dillon back in Green Bay over the weekend to help fight hunger in Wisconsin.
It's nice to see those people. It's nice to see them in the community. Parents who we've helped give backpacks of food or whatever, and it was like, hey, this made a world of difference for us during the summer with our kid. Like, rewarding isn't the word. It's very fulfilling.
Dillon now with the Carolina Panthers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be a really nice day today. Mostly sunny with a high right around 62 this afternoon. Just a light breeze here today. Tonight, partly cloudy. Could catch an isolated shower or thunderstorm late tonight toward morning with a low in the low to mid 40s. Tomorrow, a shower or thundershower early, then partly cloudy in the mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your news roundup for Richland Center from WRCE and WRCO. Find more news anytime at WRCO.com and WRCE.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.